97.2.
So that was Chasing Status Alive. They'll be headlining Trinity Hall June event. I assume tickets are sold out for that now, Charlie.
Well, a lot more tickets were released yesterday, so I don't know if those have all
big move.
Gone yet.
If you can get hold of a ticket and you're into your Chasing Status, then I suppose I don't really need to tell you that it might be a good idea to buy one.
It's going to be excellent. And you'll see me there as well, so what more do you need?
You want than Charlie Palmer? Yes, so we've got, if it's about to come up, yes, we've got Emma Clement and Jazz Rainbow went along to the Arc Sock Cabaret recently. That's not quite as big as a Big May Ball or June event or anything, but this is it's still...
They're pretty awesome, actually. I went to one last year.
Yeah. Arc Sock tend to put on some good events, so this is what happened.
Right, so hello, this is Emma Clement and Jasmine Rainbow, and we're here at the Arc Sock Cabaret at the Cambridge Union. It's a Friday night, it's around 9 p.m, and there's nobody quite here yet, but we're getting to have a look around.
Yeah, we're going to get a look around before all the decorations get trashed. Now, in the entrance hall, it's absolutely covered in red and pink ribbons and three lovely boys sitting at a very pink table. And then when you come through in to the next hall, there's a giant naked statue with some kind of animal-shaped head.
Or is it a flower?
Or is it? Oh, it could be a flower. Okay, yeah, it's a flower. I think it's a flower.
You reckon it's a flower?
And then a giant.
It's open to interpretation.
Yes, yes, that's odd.
Giant popcorn sculpture.
That's awesome. There are balloons everywhere.
There's a weird sort of cardboard skyrise structure. Futuristic.
Pink cobwebs?
Gonna say cobwebs. All in all, so far, quite
looks
a strange
good.
Experience.
Now, the next room is the Cambridge Chamber, the Cambridge Union Chamber, where they have all the debates, etc. And it's full of a big pink parachute, lots of balloons, a naked woman statue cardboard cutout, and lots of tights filled with flower and tea lights. So, and two amazing DJs in tutus, apparently.
Well, they're really rocking for it, despite the fact that the room is currently empty.
It's all good, playing for yourself.
Playing for yourself. I like the fact that the female statue's definitely got a fruit for a head. I don't know what kind of fruit it is.
Yeah, it's some kind of strawberry, but it's not a strawberry. Like, it's in half. I don't know what that is.
I have to say, the most striking thing about this room has got to be the tights with flower in them. I know it might be quite difficult to picture, but they look like some sort of strange, natural growth.
So I'm here with another one of the fabulous design team of architects that are doing a very stealthy job of hanging up tights with flower and lights in at the moment. Would you like to tell us your name and what college?
My name is Sylvia. I'm from Downing, a first-year architect.
Brilliant. So you're already involved in first year. They've roped you in early. So how long have you been working on this massive piece of wire?
About 2 hours.
Wow, it's been a busy day.
Yeah, we've been working since the beginning of the week, but most of the job has been done today.
So why do you think that this event is going to be so good?
It's just because the topic is quite unusual. I think people are going to have a lot of fun because they're all going to look in a way that they don't really look like in real life.
So what are your first impressions of Arc Sock Cabaret so far?
Yeah, it's really cool. There's loads of balloons everywhere and artwork. I like it.
So have you been to a cabaret before?
No, I haven't. It's my first one.
No, I've done like other Arc Sock events, like at the Fountain and like Cindy's and stuff, but never here.
I see that you guys have dressed up especially for it.
Yeah, like, I've got a really different wardrobe, so cool.
So how did you interpret the voluptuous theme?
Like ornate, burlesque, kind of.
I'm wearing a kind of Moulin Rouge type.
Yeah.
What's the theme voluptuous mean to you?
Sexy, bigger, larger, better.
That's perfect. How about you?
I don't know. I think for me it's more of like the science part and it's this idea of
the
cells regenerating and making something big. It's really
to
like
me,
you know, like if you see the poster, there's sort of this like cellular structure there.
All in red.
So yeah, it doesn't necessarily you don't have to take the sexual connotation to it.
Cool. I disagree. I say voluptuous is the sexy side of fat. It's the side of like, oh my god, look at those cups. Look at that juicy like bulbs of this and that and around.
That's a beautiful
all those
expression.
Things.
What is this
I've got
for?
To agree.
It's quite late now here at Arc Sock, and it's
so busy.
It's getting really, really, really busy, and it's about 11:45, so there's quite a few people here. quite merry, and Jazz and I are just heading upstairs
where we were earlier, and we saw an amazing massive print of naked people.
Yeah,
which has not been defaced yet, so it's all good.
It's all good. But yeah, the ArcSoc crew have decked out this sort of landing space of the Union with a huge print of naked people getting quite friendly with each other.
And also chandeliers covered in pants, underwear.
Wow.
Balloons made of condoms.
This is where it gets really quite racy. Should we head up the staircase that is adorned with balloons made of condoms?
We certainly shall.
Let's go. Okay, so most of the punters here at ArcSoc are dressed quite nicely, aren't they?
Amazingly. We've just seen a boy dressed as a lampshade. There are people with wigs like Emma's real hair. It's beautiful.
What do you like most about ArcSoc?
The atmosphere, the decorations, the whole ambiance. There he is.
What do you like most about ArcSoc?
It's just really cool. Can't even take it. It's amazing. I did life drawing. It was really good.
What do you like most about ArcSoc?
So indie.
And you guys?
Expressionism. Like, I love that.
Yeah. What do you like most about ArcSoc?
I think the colours are really wonderful.
Her response to that question.
Half past midnight, and this is what ArcSoc is sounding like.